June 18th, there's going to be a special event taking place, and it's a real pleasure right now. We have Marcus, and we also have Mikkel here with us. Are you both there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful.
Good morning.
It's hard we can't see each other. Let me first say good morning to Mikkel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. I'm glad that you've joined us. And also, it's great to have you with us, Marcus. And let's start with you. Marcus Red, this is called Art is Liberation, Celebrating Black Art in Pittsburgh. It's an outdoor celebration for Juneteenth. June 18th between 2 and 4 at PNC Park. Can you tell us a little bit about your thoughts and involvement in the exhibition that's taking place?
Yes, the exhibition is actually between 12 and 4 right outside of PNC Park. And this is an event that we are coordinating with One Hood Media and with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll have about 26 local black artists who will have booths celebrating and displaying, selling their work, everything from clothes to prints to cards, anything that you can imagine. We'll also have a DJ. There will be a food truck. So overall, it'll be a great celebration, a great family-friendly time and event just to come out and enjoy the creativity that is on display here in Pittsburgh.
I'm glad to hear the hours are extended, too, because it should be just a great chance to see some great art. Mikkel, what's been your involvement?
Yeah, so I'm also one of the curators. So Marcus and I are curators for the event. And then I also, with City of Asylum and One Hood Media, we actually hosted the first Art is Liberation last year on the north side in the outdoor tent at City of Asylum. And so this is the second year of the event, and it's really exciting because now we're growing it in scale, being able to also feature more artists and collaborate with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, yeah, I was the curator last year and also one of the curators for this year's event with Marcus.
Juneteenth, great way to celebrate the art, or I should say the art is a great way to commemorate Juneteenth, too. Can one of you explain why the juxtaposition works so well from your perspective? Between, featuring art of the type you've curated on Juneteenth?
Well, absolutely. So Juneteenth is a celebration of the end of chattel slavery in this country. So it is really about celebrating a legacy of freedom. It's about celebrating a legacy of liberation, celebrating a legacy of uplift. And the art that we are featuring in this program really hits those themes and really activates an attempt to pay attention to cultural memory, to understand where we've come from as a country and where we would like to go. It's about looking forward, thinking about the future, and thinking about how we can create new worlds for all of us that allow us to live up to our full potential. And I'll also add that we'll have some live art demonstrations that will be happening during the game that will start at 4 o'clock. So if you happen to have a ticket to the Pirates game, you'll also see Mikkel, and we have another artist who will be participating in some live art demonstrations that will be featured on the Jumbotron inside the stadium as well.
That's great to know. I knew the Pirates were playing that day, and I was hoping there would be some involvement, but that can be hard to happen. Juneteenth is a holiday worth learning about. June 19th is the day the troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to ensure enslaved people were freed. This came 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, and it's a federal holiday now. Is this a family event? Would you recommend folks come together as a family to take a look at the art? I imagine it would be so, right?
Absolutely. This is a family-friendly event. There's going to be free food, DJ. All of the artists are producing work that's really thinking about these themes, as Marcus mentioned, about freedom and liberation and creating an expansive vision for everybody. And so I think this, well, we think that this is an event that can really celebrate and uplift our entire community. So we're really excited, particularly for people of all ages, to come and engage with the artwork.
Is there a way to get additional information for people that might want to share it with other folks?
So the best way to get information is that you can, on particularly on social media, is on One Hood Media. So One Hood Media, on their Instagram page, Twitter, et cetera, is sharing information. And you'll be able to find a kind of a resource there to learn more about the event.
Excellent. And Chizuri and all of our pals at One Hood Media, I'm glad they're behind this. They're doing such great work, as are both of you. So it's free, right, from noon to 4, PNC Park, an outdoor celebration in honor of June 18th, from noon to 4. Anything else either of you would like to mention?
Well, this is just a great time for Black art in Pittsburgh. There's so much infrastructure and support here, and the community is very excited about this opportunity to display what we've been doing. It's a very vibrant moment in our city's history, and this would be just a great time to come check it out and get plugged in and really feel the vibe of everything that's being created and have a great time. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone come out.
Excellent. And thanks to both of you. Any additional closing words?
No, just wanted to say thank you for having us, and we're really excited for the event next week. And Betty, and if people are interested, yeah, it's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. at PNC Park on Federal Street, and then they'll be, and we tell people to come for the art and stay for the game.
That's a great way to describe it. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Take care. That's both Mikhail Owens and Marcus Rett, and the two of them are behind the great celebration, along with a lot of great artists, Artist Liberation, celebrating Black art in Pittsburgh, an outdoor celebration in honor of Juneteenth, which will take place June 18th between 12 and 4.